You are listening.
Welcome.
You are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you. I'm glad that, like, you interrupted me.
Good.
Yeah. So, we're back from winter break.
Sorry.
How's your break, Henry?
Horrible.
Really? What did you do?
This is off the book. Like, just cut my mic for a sec.
Oh, okay. I didn't cut his mic.
So, basically, me and this... Oh, you didn't cut my mic?
Oh, no, I did. I did.
I don't trust you.
Do you see your mic on?
Yes, I do.
All right.
You didn't do anything.
I cut it.
You didn't do anything.
You can't prove it.
You know what? During the break, I'll explain in depth what I did over break.
Okay, well, I'm going to... cut the mic.
You're listening to DMX.
Okay. That's true.
Do you know what DMX stands for?
Me?
No, the viewers.
The viewers?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
They can't. All right.
You're really liking that ice cream cone, aren't you?
There's no ice cream cone in the studio. That would not be allowed.
No, your prop ice cream cone.
Ah, yes.
I don't know why you're sucking on it like surreal.
It's just a prop. Don't worry, viewers. We're not violating any WJRH policy.
We never do.
Never. So, but one policy that we do actually violate is playing music. I mean, here at WJRH, we don't usually play music, but I think we can make an exception.
I'd allow it.
Yeah. So, Henry made this playlist without my input. So.
Correct. Without his consent, pretty much, like always.
Yeah, I'm scared, I'm worried, and I'm frankly appalled.
This is always what happens when Sam doesn't consent to anything with me.
Exactly. Can you a little discussion about this album cover?
Yeah.
You see this right here? If anyone's familiar with the Jay Giles Band, is it? You know, you can Google their album cover, but it looks like there's a potato with a head.
You're not wrong.
Geometric shapes.
You're not wrong. It's a postmodern piece meant to display the illustration of meaning in life, even though the crazy amount of entropy in the world always lends itself to chaos.
True. That sounds exactly like indie pop to me.
It is, and this is an indie pop song.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm not super familiar with this song, but from what I hear, it is a staple of the genre.
Once you hear, like, the first three notes, you'll be like, oh, I've heard this song before. But then once the words start, you'll be like, never mind, I haven't heard the song before.
Really?
Because you never hear the lyrics to this song. And for good reason. They're terrible. First 10 seconds, I don't care if you switch it.
Okay. Would you like to start then?
What do I do?
Well, you tell me to put on the music.
Can you please put on the music?
Of course. Centerfold by the Jay Giles Band.
Snowflakes, no one could ever stain the memory. making the waves, I got the shine of a diamond, yes, with the roar of a lion, yes, but they all call me Simon, running the game, I'm running the game, so boy, if you want to go, just one rule, gotta follow, my lead, if you wanna see my heart, yeah, 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 yeah. And I don't ever wait no more, no, not unless I tell you to, cause I'm always gonna be in charge. Jesus, swallow you down, little league, I'm the major, yeah, I'm the one to upgrade you, yeah, hop in my elevator and do it now, and do it now, so boy, I could take you home, I might just give a dog a bone, only if you promise you won't buy, they love to hate. Got the style, got the birthday cake, but boy, you only get it if you're good. So do what I say, do what I say. Follow the leader and you best not cheat, cause then you'll never get to hold a real trophy, huh? I need you listening to me. If you wanna play, if you wanna play. So boy, if you want to go, just one rule, gotta follow my lead, if you wanna see my heart.
And we're back.
I think we forgot to mention our names at the beginning of the show.
Oh, we did. It's DJ Elrado and DJ My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. That's me, DJ
Elrado. I've actually illegally changed my name to DJ If You Like the Way You Look That Much, then maybe you should go and love yourself.
Wow. It's almost like you're stealing my name, but not quite.
It's not like I gave your name to you or anything.
Mm. Well, it's almost like... You don't have an imagination.
You know, that hurts.
Yeah, that's the
point. Really hurts. And to prove how wrong you are, I'm going to make up some extravagant story about how awesome my break was.
Okay.
So first, I actually went on a cruise to...
Okay, that's pretty cool.
To South Africa. However, all right, we encountered a lot of problems, and we actually washed up on the shore of Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yeah, where, wow, I befriended a penguin.
Uh-huh.
His name is Gerald.
Yeah.
I actually smuggled him back to the U.S. when I swam to South America, then hitchhiked from Chile all the way up to Venezuela. Then I actually flew to Cuba. Then I actually defected from Cuba to Miami-Dade. And from there, I actually... got a rental car and drove back up to New York to my hometown with my friend Gerald.
Oh, wow. That was,
he died very early on in the journey.
So you're just carrying, like, a dead penguin with you?
For the most part, yes.
Wow.
But he's my companion.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Wow. My break, I went to Madagascar, actually. I actually was at South Africa.
Speaking of penguins.
Cool. Yeah, there are no penguins there. It's not
I'm pretty sure there are. I saw, like, a documentary about it.
Penguins of Madagascar?
Yeah, that one. The third one, though.
Oh, yeah, the animated hit film from Pixar?
Yeah, the documentary.
You mean the fictional account of Madagascar?
No. Hold on. I'll pull it up for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Penguins of Madagascar documentary. It came up.
DreamWorks Penguins of Madagascar.
Penguins of Madagascar. Antarctica documentary.
Both of which are animated. Can I get a confirmation there?
It's subversive. Yes, it's animated, but it's a biting allegory to determine why Madagascar's economy is struggling.
And what is the reason for Madagascar's economy?
Not enough penguins.
Really?
Yeah, not enough penguins.
Wow, that's quite the bold statement.
Truth. And then's the facts.
Wow. Well, I think Henry actually solved all the world's problems.
Mm-hmm.
Just
more penguins.
Yeah, that's all we need. Wow. Well, I think we're done here.
You're speechless.
Yeah.
I completely understand it.
Like, I think academia can be dismantled.
I've reinvented the game.
Wow.
Maybe I'll bring Gerald over to Madagascar and see what happens.
So you're going to bring a penguin corpse to Madagascar and fix the economy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
Other penguins can, like, give them penguin CPR and, like, penguin revival and, like, or, like, a penguin burial, penguin sacrificial, like, offering to the penguin gods.
Didn't,
That was the plot of the third movie, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Madagascar 3. Mm-hmm. Penguins of Madagascar 3. Wow. You mean the third documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, part 3 of the documentary.
Yeah, I know. So should we get back to some music, would you say?
I'll allow it.
We have some Chainsmokers coming up.
How many?
How many songs or
how many Chainsmokers?
Well, let's see. Chainsmokers, a band. Looks like there are... Actually, it's only two.
Don't we also have two songs by the Chainsmokers?
Yes. Is it the Illuminati?
Yes.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
The Chainsmokers, we be staying in Paris, so let's hit it up right now, Chainsmokers, All We Know.
True.
Fighting flames of fire, hang on to burning wires, we don't care. We've fallen apart, still we hold together.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands were on. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. But I'll be a daydream, I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful, get drunk on the
Pause it. Dude, pause the music.
The music is paused.
Oh, I was going on a little rant.
Oh, that was in like an improv skit.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So, pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Should they stay or should they go?
Gotta
Trump's
say.
Trump's America now. We're putting in the do's and the don'ts.
What I think about pretzels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is if pretzels,
you know what?
Were...
I don't care about what you think. I want to answer this question. Do they stay or do they go?
I gotta say they gotta go.
Hashtag pretzel ban. Let's
pretzel
do
ban.
It.
I mean, if pretzels weren't in this country, then Bernie Sanders would have won the election.
You know, he still has a chance.
Bernie Sanders is coming up. I know.
He's starting a revolution. He just needs a certain number of superdelegates that I promise you will switch from Hillary.
Yep.
And it'll be great.
It's like there's people who don't think Bernie Sanders is going to start a revolution overthrowing the bourgeoisie ruling class and giving the means of production back to the proletariat. Like, who are you?
Who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, my good.
I don't get why people can't see that Bernie Sanders, the reason he bought those three, all of his huge estates,
mm-hmm. Yeah, he actually broadcasted from his third house the other day about how important this revolution is.
Exactly. He bought them so that he could stockpile the means of production.
Of course, of course.
And give them to everyone else.
Of course.
Like, in the meantime, like he just got to have these houses.
Mm, oh, don't worry about it. Of course, of course.
But then he's going to use them to lead the revolution.
Oh, and of course, use all of his donation money for something else. But, like, for the proletariat, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's still in it.
He's still, I mean...
If you don't think that Bernie Sanders is going to be our next president, you're a hateful bigot.
That's what I have to say. And that is why we should ban pretzels from this country. All right. Well, I know one person who agrees with me.
Who?
Akon.
No. I can't allow this to happen. That is the worst transition to a song I've ever heard in my life.
And that's...
No, please.
That's
please
when I mute your mic.
Please let me do something Henry, else.
Henry is now muted. You are in the SMR.
You're going rogue.
I'm going rogue. So this is...
You can't let it end like this.
I'm
this
sorry.
This is how we're supposed to go out.
This is how...
There was enough room on the door for two people in the Titanic. You know it.
This isn't how we're going out. This is how you're going out. Sexy chick, David Guetta.
that's a goddamn cheese. Featuring Akon Munster. It's also a cheese. Is my mic still muted?
Yeah, but they can hear you because you're yelling.
Good!
All right, well, the only solution is to mute my mic too. Sorry, folks. No more DMX.
Yes, I can see ya. 'Cause every girl here wanna be ya. Oh, she's a diva. I feel the same and I wanna meet her. They say she low down. It's just a room and I don't believe them. They say she needs to slow down. The baddest thing around town. She's nothing like a girl you've ever seen before. Nothing you can compare to your neighborhood. I'm trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. The way trying to find the words to describe this girl without being disrespectful. Damn, girl.
And that's how the cookie crumbles.
I would agree with that. Are you happy that your mic's unmuted?
Is it unmuted?
Yeah, you can talk now. Wonderful. Are you gonna behave?
That's such an unfair question.
So if I said you would behave much like Justin Timberlake, would you protest?
I'd say that's not a bad thing.
Good.
Oh, because that's the title of the song.
Exactly. Good transition, right?
Yes. That right? would have been good if we were playing it right now.
But yeah, but we need to do PSAs. This is legally mandated.
First of all, I would like to mention, this is DMX.
Mm-hmm.
104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania. Also yep. in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Also
on the border
true.
Of New Jersey.
And New Mexico.
That is actually a fact. Gary Johnson is my neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to read them?
I mean, you said that you had something.
No, I did. I said that I have the sheet.
No, at lunch day you said, oh, let me do PSAs. I have something clever.
Yeah, and then you said what? And then I said, I'm going to read them. And you're like, that's it? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a joke. I thought you actually had something. You're just going to surprise
my
me.
My existence is a joke.
Wow.
Enough.
It's almost like, I just read. I'm done.
So this is about food safety. It is titled Separate. Use separate but equal cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meat and seafood and their succulent, flavorful juices.
I don't think that's part of the PSA.
Don't touch prep surfaces for other foods like vegetables. Raw food may contain bacteria that may make you very sick or even worse. Now you might ask, what is this even worse? Well, death. Yeah, I went there. You gotta clean those cutting boards, because 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safe by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. But that doesn't mean that one meat is better than one vegetable at all. No, this is purely a sanitary thing. Learn more about this and other information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That is foodsafety.gov. 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 Country of origin, America. Use it in a sentence. Go to foodsafety.gov to learn more details. Your word, foodsafety.gov. That's all I got to say. Thank you very much, Mike Drop City.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think anyone said foodsafety.gov that many times in like 30 seconds.
I think that's a world record. Proud of you.
Let me get Obama on the phone.
Wait, do you not hear?
What?
Obama's no longer a president.
What do you mean? Who is president?
When voters and a candidate love each other very much.
Just tell me who the new president is.
Jeb Bush.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's what I saw. Looked like it was going to be Donald Trump.
No, that can't be. I said not my president like 10 times, and then he's not my president.
Exactly.
That's
so
how
now,
it works. That's how it works,
now
right?
Now it's Jeb Bush.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Can I still call Obama?
Sure.
Obama. He didn't answer.
Wow. That's a shame.
He's probably 911.
Oh, no, he's probably on his way here to talk to us personally.
That has to be. That has to be it.
Well, I'm sure we'll see him later. Don't worry. Great guy. Do you want to get back to music now?
I'm not opposed to it.
Okay. Well, I'm not opposed to it either. So let's...
Wait, we need something better to get back into the music.
Oh, well, it would not
My
be a
Barack
bad
Obama,
thing.
And I endorse this message.
Oh, Obama came. I didn't even see him. He was so fast.
Brock, can I please have the world record for most foodsafety.gov mentions in the span of 30 or less seconds?
Of course.
Well, this is just wonderful.
Wow. Well, we just set a world record today on DMX.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Mr. Obama, would you like to announce the next song?
No.
Well, you heard it here, folks. The president not only gave me a world record today, but the ex-president, RIP, not only gave me a world record today, but declined to announce the next song on my radio show. Well, what gets better than this?
Wow. Great day. Great day.
Fantastic.
National holiday.
Should be.
Now it is. I mean, Barack Obama made
music, it. Now. I don't care about style anymore. This is cutting-edge journalism.
Wow. Fake news. Real news.
You are fake news.
Who knows?
This is real news.
Is to see you tomorrow, and every tomorrow, maybe you let me borrow your heart. And is it too much to ask for every Sunday? And while we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you'll be here. But I could be that guy to heal it over time, and I won't stop until you believe it. Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like
something to fall in love. It's not a bad thing to fall in love. Oh, okay, yeah. Now how about I be the last voice you hear tonight? Other night, for the rest of the nights that there are. Every morning, I just wanna see you staring back at me. 'Cause I know that's a good place to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cut your heart open with a knife, now you're bleeding. Don't you know I could be that guy to heal it over time? I won't stop until you believe it. 'Cause baby, you're worth it. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. 'Cause you might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love. Such a bad thing to fall in love. No ride won't fill your mind. Broke your promises and wasted time. And if you fall, you'll always land right in these arms. These arms of mine. Don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love. You might look around and find your dreams come true with me. Spend all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love with me. It's not a bad thing to fall in love.
But I can never seem to let you go. 'Cause once upon a time you were my everything. It's clear to see that time hasn't changed a thing. It's buried deep inside me, but I feel there's something you should know.
I'm still tired and I can't hide my connection with you.
Feeling it, loving it, everything that we do. And all along I knew I had something special with you. But sometimes just gotta know that these things fall through. I can have my connection with you.
That was Adele's Hello.
Yes, it was. So what do you think of Adele?
Yeah. Things were kind of rough with this, but I mean, that's all water under the bridge right now.
Really?
Do you get it because of her new song, Water Under the Bridge?
Oh, I have not listened to her.
Well, I made a really good joke, and you didn't get it, so I'm offended.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. Yeah. I don't really listen to Adele. I prefer Smash Mouth.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. There's not much else to say.
Did you know that the lead singer of Smash Mouth is Guy Fieri?
Really?
Mm-hmm, that's a fact.
Wow.
Look it up. It's an alternative fact, actually.
Oh, shoot. You know, let's talk about Guy Fieri.
No.
No, dude. Guy Fieri is actually my dad.
He is your dad, that is a fact.
Yeah.
I actually have a meme of Guy Fieri right here. Are you familiar with the concept of verbose memes?
Yes.
Explain it to me.
If I'm correct, they're the memes where it starts, right? With, like, not verbose memes, right?
Yeah.
And it progresses into an incredibly verbose
like verboseness.
As the picture
like, starts getting a lot worse in quality.
Yes, I'm aware. I'm familiar.
So,
everyone
this one right here,
viewing should be familiar.
This is called a verbose meme. It's Guy Fieri pointing at the screen being like, yeah. And it says, welcome to Flavortown.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is a cartoon imagery of Guy Fieri. And it says, I'd like to extend a formal greetings to the city dwelling henceforth known as Flavortown.
Yeah.
And the last one is a very poor sketch of what appears to be Guy Fieri. I can't be sure. Oh, right here it says, I, the man known as Guy Fieri. So we do know it is Guy Fieri. I, the man known as Guy Fieri. From a food-related television series known as Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, a televised performance in which I explore multiple eateries of various quality and a report of the cuisine offered within. Humbly request that I may welcome you to this most fantastic place, a large town in which your taste buds will know no end to the bountiful delight within, a place that I have come to affectionately refer to as Flavortown.
Wow. What a good meme. Wait, let me see that. I didn't see the pictures, dude.
Oh, sorry. Let me just delete that porn.
Oh, okay. Well played. Nice. Well played. And with that, I think we need to get our last song of the day. Slow Down by Selena Gomez. Fitting title.
It is, because I was actually told to slow down when I got a speeding ticket yesterday, and it was a bad call.
Wow. Yeah. So
that was,
you know,
such a bad joke. I like really hate myself like more than usual.
Yeah, I'm
more than usual.
I'm sorry, viewers. And, you know, to ease you from hearing another one.
No,
you don't redeem yourself. Don't try.
I'll redeem myself with a rap. Give me a beat.
You just gave yourself a beat, okay?
Yo, my name is DJ El Rato, and I'm here with my good friend Sam. That's it?
Oh, wow. All right.
That's the facts.
All right.
President Obama, can I be nominated for a Grammy Hip Hop Award nominee? Did he leave?
I think he left.
He left.
That's a shame.
That's kind of homophonic of him.
Yes.
And you know what? He very well might be a xylophone.
Could you imagine?
One of our presidents being xylophonic, homophonic, downright
homonym.
Of course.
Exactly. And that's why we need to not talk about this.
I thought you were going to say something clever with, like, slow down.
I was going to, and then I remembered that you did it and how bad that was. So I was like, just got to... I feel like this is a song title that you just can't make a good joke about. So sad. We'll let Selena Gomez do it then. Slow down, Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez.
Celine Dion?
Selena Gomez.
Now that I have captured your attention, I want to steal you for rhythm intervention. Mr. T, you say I'm ready for inspection. Show me how you make a first impression.
You're listening to WJR 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. We are DMX.
But not for long.
This is me, DJ My Mom Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone, and my co-host, Henry G. Schweber, also known as DJ El Rado.
Wrong.
And we're going to be signing out. Everyone, have a good, great rest of your week.
Hey, everyone except Robert Pattinson, have a fantastic week.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Jose Canseco is my role model.